Philip Semple, PhD research in case today's date is 07-25-2024. Dictation is for Miss Sukpan Jahal. Jahal spells J-O-H-A-L. Sukpan spells Sukpawan spells S-U-K-H-P-A-W-A-N. Date of birth is 12-24-1960. This is a 63-year-old female here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Jawan has a history of hypertension, diabetes, here for follow-up for these conditions, and medication refill. She states that since her last visit, she was admitted for approximately 5 or 6 days because of a clot in her right kidney. She stated that she was feeling some flank pain and thought it was a stone, and which she ignored, and eventually pain increased, prompting her to visit the emergency room. She stated that in the emergency room visit, she had extensive blood work, CT scan, ultrasound, and some other findings include severe anemia, she received blood transfusion, and was started on anticoagulant period. She stated they gave her Eliquis, which is, quote, a very expensive, close quote, and she's requesting for something different. We talked about clopidogrel. We look at the price, and she expressed interest in clopidogrel replacing her Eliquis period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient, all systems were reviewed. Negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air, blood pressure 143/89, pulse 65, respiration 18, temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen undistended, no guard, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypertension. Number 2, iron deficiency anemia. Number 4, diabetes. Number 5, hypercholesterolemia. Open parentheses, patient indicated that this was diagnosed when she was admitted and they started her on a statin, rosuvastatin. She stated when she took it, she started having severe muscle cramps and muscle weakness, and she says she stopped it and is requesting something different. Close parentheses. She was given loperamide. Question. Lopid. 600 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. Next medication, metformin. 1,000 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, cyanocobalamin, spelled C-Y-A-N-O-C-O-B-A-L-A-M-I-N. 1,000 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, ferrosulfate, 325 milligram, open parentheses, 65, F as in Foxtrot, E as in echo, close parentheses, milligrams, E as in echo, C as in Charlie. She will take 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90, no refills. Next medication, folic acid, 400 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Plavix, 75 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, Carvedilol, 625 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Lisinopril, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Today we did some labs. Labs include CBC, CMP, A1C, TSH. And she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.